Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, everybody say hello to Stephen from Hopkinton.
Hey,
Stephen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure thing, Kennedy. Please leave the studio.
Sure thing of that.
Oh, and with such
Kennedy.
Good day.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Stephen, you get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. If you tie, you lose. Question number one. Disney Plus reboot of Doogie Howser has finally found its lead. It'll be a young woman named Peyton Elizabeth Lee. Who played the original Doogie Howser?
That is Neil Patrick Harris.
Absolute joy of a human being, Lin-Manuel Miranda, turning 41 on Saturday. He starred in which 2018 musical alongside Emily Blunt? There was a reboot movie or a continuation of which iconic character from the 60s?
Oh, I know this. Alongside who was it?
Emily Blunt.
Alongside Emily.
Yeah.
It was pass.
Okay. What is the name of the street that was the main setting for the show Desperate Housewives?
Nope, pass.
Question number four. Rapper Mac Miller would have been 29 years old today. Which pop star did he date for 2 years before his death in 2018?
I believe Ariana Grande.
And question number five.
Yeah, I'm going.
Tom Brady came out onto the field to chat with Drew Brees after Sunday's playoff game. Drew's kids were there, and Tom threw a touchdown pass to one of his sons. Now, who does Tom Brady play in the NFC Championship game this coming weekend?
He's playing the Packers.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Good job, Stephen.
I got 3 out of 5. Yeah.
He already knows.
He already knows. He's not wrong.
He's not.
I'm not winning this, I know.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Stephen got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. Yeah. Are you ready?
I am.
The Disney Plus reboot of Doogie Howser has finally found its lead. Oh, it'll be a young woman named Peyton Elizabeth Lee. Who played the original Doogie Howser?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Tied at 1. Absolute joy of a human being, Lin-Manuel Miranda turned 41 on Saturday. He starred in which 2018 musical film alongside Emily Blunt? There was a reboot or really a continuation of which iconic character from the 60s?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is correct. 2 to 1. What is the name of the street that was the main setting for Desperate Housewives?
Wisteria Lane.
3 to 1, question number 4. Mac Miller would have been 29 today. Which pop star did he date for 2 years before his death in 2018?
Ariana Grande.
4 to 2, question number 5. Tom Brady came out onto the field to chat with Drew Brees after Sunday's playoff game with the Tampa Bay Patriots. Who does the GOAT play in the NFC Championship game this coming weekend?
I don't care.
It is the Green Bay Packers, is the correct answer.
I certainly don't care about that.
I appreciate your honesty, Kennedy.
I grew up in Chicago. You don't root for the Green Bay Packers, and I don't root for Tom Brady, so I'm not all done.
Bada bing, bada boom.
4 to 3 is the final score. Yeah. Kennedy gets the win. Steven, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Good game, Kennedy. I'm Steven from Hopkins, and I can't have to be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Hey everybody, say good morning to Tina from Quincy.
Hey.
Hi.
Tina, did you vote for Annie Dow as mayor of Quincy this past election?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Well, she won anyway.
I'm hurt.
Okay.
She's like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I thought this was a trivia game.
Tina, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we are going to give you $100. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you tie, you lose. Question number one. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas have split after being together for about a year. Ana starred in this 2019 Academy Award nominee film alongside Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Daniel Craig. Name that movie.
Oh, it's going to be one of the superhero movies, but I don't know because I don't know those. This is where I need my kids.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez continues to shut down people accusing her of getting Botox, saying, that's just my face. Jennifer Lopez is currently engaged to which ex-baseball star?
A-Rod.
Mandy Moore posted some stunning photos from her maternity shoot with the caption reading, almost there. True or false, this is Mandy Moore's first child.
True.
Kate Winslet revealed she faced physical scrutiny and really unkind press after the Titanic debuted. In the movie, Kate's character Rose says she wants Jack to draw her like what?
Ooh, I don't know. I have not seen that in forever.
Question number five. Dwayne Wade shared a risque photo of him and his wife, Gabrielle Union, celebrating his 39th birthday, and his kids were not happy. Gabrielle Union starred as the captain for this cheerleading team in this 2000 film, Bring It On. Name the team.
I do not know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Tina is not here for
our... I know I got at least one right.
Tina got two out of five correct.
Right.
Oh, I did. Okay.
These are tough. Kennedy, are you ready?
I am.
I don't know if you've heard, but Ben Affleck and his girlfriend, Ana de Armas, have split after being together for about a year. She starred in this 2019 Academy Award nominee film alongside Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Daniel Craig.
Knives Out.
Knives Out is it. 1-0. Jennifer Lopez continues to shut down people accusing her of getting Botox, saying, that's just my face. Jennifer Lopez is currently engaged to which ex-baseball star?
Alex Rodriguez.
That is amazing if she doesn't get Botox.
She gets Botox.
You think she's lying?
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I don't either.
You do you, sister. You can still get skin products that work.
Yes.
Have Botox.
Of course.
It's fine.
See, I don't think she would lie.
Are doctors that are posting on her pages saying...
Of them injecting her with the needle?
No, but saying this is what...
Her eyebrows don't move when she speaks.
I'm going to go with the two ladies on this one.
I'm going with J-Lo. I think she's honest. She's an honest lady. 2-1. Question number three. Mandy Moore posted some stunning photos from her maternity shoot with the caption reading, almost there. True or false, this is Mandy Moore's first child.
True.
It is true. 3-2. Question number four. Kate Winslet revealed that she faced physical scrutiny and really unkind press after Titanic debuted. In the movie, Kate's character Rose says she wants Jack to draw her like what?
Like one of her French ladies.
Yes, that is right. Good recall, Kennedy. What were they shaming her for?
I have no idea. People will shame people for any reason.
People were bullying her after the movie came out. Yeah, probably saying she's not the right size. She doesn't look like this.
Blah, 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 blah.
I know.
4-2. Question number five. Dwayne Wade shared a risque photo of him and his wife, Gabrielle Union, celebrating his 39th birthday. And his kids are apparently not happy. Gabrielle Union starred as the captain for this cheerleading team in the 2000 film Bring It On. Name the team.
The Clovers.
The what Clovers?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember that part.
The East Compton Clovers.
Burr! Cold in here.
4-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Tini, don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening this morning from Quincy. And again, just a reminder, when Annie runs for mayor next time around, she'll be the incumbent. And please,
I'll go for her.
Okay, thank you.
That's right, Tina.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tanner from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.